Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves. I'm saying wait a minute, turn on the radio.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host Scott Catoon, and this is WGN Radio. You're listening to Technori live from WGN Radio, the Allstate Showcase studio, where Chicago's tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Is there a better weekend to be talking about keeping track of your kids? We got pools, parks, malls, rural Iowa. GeoBit for Kids CEO John Rinaldi joins us live with his son Ethan in studio to talk about the latest piece of parenting tech to hit the market. Welcome to the show.
Scott, thanks for having us.
Of course. And on the heels of another Technori showcase, which the song you just heard was actually one of the presenters at Technori Songfinch, which is cool. You are, in fact, a Technori alum.
Yes.
So it's so great
to meet.
Thanks
for having us there.
Oh, no, of course. It was. Thanks for coming. I mean, most of the presenters like yourself go through quite a bit of work actually to prepare and be ready for it. So we certainly appreciate it. What's cool about this, having you on the show for me, is to see the growth from when you were on stage talking about GeoBit, and that was sort of the thing we had alluded to. There was a GeoBit for Kids in the works, kind of thing. Last week, officially, GeoBit for Kids has launched.
Yes, yes. No, last time I was with you, I think we were still, I don't think we had raised our round yet.
No.
Our product was still in massive development.
It's been a busy year.
Yeah, yeah. So it's great to start talking about it. Great to start having people take pre-orders. So super exciting time for us.
So I guess, you know, before we get totally into the, like, what it all is and how it works, and I definitely want to get the story of your son who's actually here taking pictures of us right now. We'll get the story of, like, how this actually came to be a thing. But first, why don't you tell people a little bit about what GeoBit does as a company, what it is, what the tool process is?
Yeah, yeah. So at the simplest form, GeoBit is the world's smallest and longest-lasting location technology. And it's right now for your most precious asset, your little ones, your kids.
Yep.
It's really meant to give parents peace of mind. We could always, as parents, use an extra set of eyes and using technology to help us. And there's lots of distractions in our lives. And I can always use some help. And that's really what we're trying to do.
I can tell you firsthand, I know you have the story for exactly how this thing came to be, but I can tell you firsthand for me, my mother, who is listening to the show right now with her entire family, so she'll be embarrassed after I tell this story, took me to the pool. I don't know if it was Elmhurst or Naperville or whatever. It was one of the gigantic pools.
Sure.
Right? And this is like the early 90s. So I'm a little kid and they didn't have anything. There's no tech. I mean, it was just like skim the pool for your son is like what they had.
Right.
And she always told me, if you get lost, go straight to the car.
Yep.
Which I'm not even sure that's a great idea because you got like a little kid running across the parking lot. So I'm not even sure that was all that well thought out. But the bottom line is it was like a meeting place.
Yep.
And I swear to God, every single time, including one time at the pool where they had like a blow the whistle alarm and everyone got broken apart, I ran back to the car and she went bananas and forgot her own rule to go back and find me. And it just goes to show that goes on now all the time.
Yeah.
It's I can't remember. You said a stat on stage, which I'm not sure if you're going to remember this, but how many kids are like go missing on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Have a tool that tells me this is where my kid is, to be able to control somewhat digitally whether or not to find out where he's at or she's at is such a huge not just a safety net, just like a stress reliever.
Totally. And it happened to me too, just like it happened to your mom. I mean, this is where the inspiration came from.
You didn't tell Ethan to run across the parking lot.
I did not, no.
Just blindly run like a bolt right across
the
car.
And your mom had a plan. Kudos to her for even.
I had a plan. Yeah. I followed the plan. She didn't follow anything.
But, you know, we didn't even think about it, to be honest. So I was at the park with my wife and my in-laws. So, I mean, we had four adults.
Yeah. And the pressure's on.
And so, you know, of course we're not going to lose track. We got four adults on. Yeah. You know, this would never happen is our thought. So I never even thought to have that conversation. And lo and behold, I was in Maggie Daly Park, right over here, like many people probably are this weekend.
Yep.
And it's a kid's dream and a parent's nightmare.
Yep.
Because as soon as I got distracted, which happened to me, I looked someplace. I don't even know what happened. And I looked over and poof. He probably laughed at one
of the in-laws' jokes out of pressure.
Right. He was missing for about a half an hour.
Wow.
And just going around screaming, yelling, trying to like organize a search party.
Can you imagine? Well, yeah, I'm asking you, can you imagine? Yes, you can imagine. I'm asking the audience, I guess, can you imagine, for those of you out there, I'm sure there's plenty of you, can you imagine in a half an hour, and for me, I mean, it was bad that it was at a pool.
Yeah.
But imagine a half an hour your child is missing in Chicago.
Yeah. Right.
In a park full of, I don't even know what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
crazy to me. And so you've created now GeoBit for Kids. And I guess kind of show me a little bit. Give me a case example of I've just bought GeoBit for Kids. I just put it on my belt. First off, I want to give you, I said this offline, I want to give you kudos again. When you were on stage the tool was fantastic, but that was me, a tech person, looking at like, wow, what a cool piece of tech.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite there aesthetically, and it wasn't there where I was like, man, I bet kids are going to actually dig this.
Yeah.
Having gone to the site today and seen the product launched this week, 100% kudos to you and your team, because it looks like something that came out of the Nest Lab. It's gorgeous. It's like a cool, kid-friendly, water-safe, water-friendly tool.
Yep.
Walk us through now that I've got it, it's on my belt. And I'm a toddler pretty much in my behavior. So it still works. How does my now girlfriend control this toddler and his little Geobit?
No, good question. So at the core component of this is it's always on, always kind of sensing what's going on in your life. And using, you've probably heard a lot in the media, the tech media, machine learning or artificial intelligence. We look for pattern detection. So as you're using this, we're looking for schools, daycares, routes, bus routes, whatever it is. And we look for those locations. We learn them. In some cases in a school, we don't need to learn that. We know a school is a safe place to be.
Sure. We assume.
During school day.
Yes.
During school hours, at least. And so we learn those things. And so mom is or dad or whomever is has the smartphone app on iOS or Android is going to get an alert or notification if they're not where they're supposed to be. But in case they just want a sneak peek, let's say he's on a field trip.
Yep.
And I'm just curious. A lot of people have nanny cams or other things. They're just curious. They want to see what's going on while they're away at work. I can just pull up the app, look at him, and bam.
So I think this is so much better than nanny cam to me, because nanny cam, like, listen, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, if you're that mom or that dad who's watching nanny cam all the time in your kids, you need to chill.
Yeah.
Like, you just need, I can just tell you that kid's going to be goofy. I'm telling you, he's going to have a hard time. He or she's going to have a hard time getting dates. They're going to have a hard time doing a lot of stuff. Just chill.
Yeah.
Get a Geobit and just check up on them so you know where they are relative to things. You don't have to stare at them all day.
Totally.
So I guess, you know, kind of the next thing with this, and I just want to plug this, and I swear this is not a paid invite. I'm really excited about having you on stage and now knowing how far things have gone.
Yeah.
The use case for me, for everyone out there listening, is the mall.
Yeah.
I think the one place that I literally see mothers and fathers texting all day at the mall, and their kids are running around like banshees.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking, like, you know how simple, like, how much safer it is to just know that the kid is within earshot. Like, I can send a ping on my phone and go find him, and he or she.
Totally. And what's really, what we found in those use cases came really clear. We started testing other products.
Yep.
Was the inability to know what in a mall where there are multi levels and you see a map, you don't know that maybe they're above you or below you. And so you're even more have more anxiety.
Yeah, it's worse because you feel like they're going to be where I wasn't and I'm going to miss them.
And so our tech knows indoor locations, which is also really problematic for other techs. Indoor locations, outdoor locations, anywhere in the world. But in indoor environments, we also know height. So we can know the delta between you and your child. So they're a floor above you, floor below you. That's great in malls. It's also great if your kid takes his pants off and threw it in the hamper and you're looking for the product in your home.
Yep.
You know it's upstairs in a hamper versus, let's say, downstairs in the basement.
I got to tell you, man, if any of the guys are investors, I think Hyde Park Angels might be one of them. Are they invested in you guys or no?
If they're not,
they should be. Well, they should be. Peter, you should be calling them up. If you guys are giving up a board seat, I would love to be on this, because I think you guys are building tech that is going to be ubiquitous in a very, very near future.
Yeah, so. No, there's lots of use cases. I mean, children near and dear to my heart because of what happened. But the core tech, cats, dogs, senior care, baby boomers, all of these things.
There's a million things.
Lots of things. Lots
Put it
of
on my dad. I don't know where the hell it's going.
There's lots of ways that you could, I mean, quite frankly, you could use the product that we have right now to do that. Our focus is children, but you're right. This technology can be applied to lots of things that are near and dear to your heart that are your most precious asset. For my most precious asset is Ethan over here, but to somebody else, that asset could be their dog.
This is awesome. I seriously recommend people go check this out. Where do they go to learn more about this?
Geobit.com, J-I-O-B-I-T. And if you can't remember that, just go to Google and search Google kid tracking.
Yep.
And if they type in WGN in coupon code, everyone will get an extra $10 off our already awesome deal.
Sweet. Yeah. Check it out. I mean, this just launched. The product looks amazing. Check it out for all of you out there. John, thank you so much. And Ethan, thank you so much for taking all the cool shots and joining us today in studio.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Oh, absolutely.